of the truth. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as the habit of encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Listen to thy reading.
Amen. Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
It's my pleasure to be here. And we thank God for the grace to be alive up to this day. This morning, what I have for you is something that's very, very common amongst us. But before then, I hope we are all fine. I hope we are okay. The weather is changing. Last week was raining. Did it flood in your area? Because I know in many places there were floods. Let's try and keep ourselves warm as the weather changes. You know, a lot of people are falling ill. There is infection. If need be, you can put on a face mask. Just protect yourself as much as possible. We bless the name of the Lord for giving us yet another opportunity. The Bible passage we read today is like a golden passage that usually when I was growing up, I see preachers when they come forward and say they like to recite it. And that is exalting one another daily while it is called today. Lest any one of you be having through the deceitfulness of sin. What we'll be talking about is what is on the board. The power of encouragement. Encouragement looks like an ordinary word, but this word, I tell you, is healing. It can save life. It can turn somebody's life around. It's something that is very familiar with us, yet we don't tap so much into the power of encouragement. Yes, it's not working. Alright, so that's the passage. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good work, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves, the manner of some is, but exalting one another daily. You see, encouraging ourselves can never be overemphasized. Every one of us needs encouragement, whether you are old, young, all of us need encouragement. We need a pat on the back. We need a reassurance to continue. And today, we have brought this lesson in order to encourage us. Because life is full of ups and downs, challenges. As our faces are different, so are our challenges. Yes, we might have beautiful faces, but behind that face, some people have pain, challenges, worry, burden. We may have good clothes, but behind the sheet, there is a lot that goes behind it. And so today, I want to encourage you that it is well. It's going to be fine. I want you to turn to somebody on your side. Give them a handshake. If you can, give them a hug. And tell them, it's going to be well. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be well.
Thank you very much. No matter the situation, I tell you, these two shall pass. Next slide. This passage was read this morning. That is Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. He said, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, we are all here to support each other. We are all here to encourage one another. So many people fall by the way. So many people go through a lot. Just because they don't say it does not mean it's alright. And so we are all made for each other. It reminds me of the popular American musician. Alicia Keys, some of us might have come across that song. He said, we are all here for each other. We are made for each other. It's a very strong, very powerful song. It's like an earth song. One of the lyrics says, let us do more giving. Some people need your help. Some people need you to be there for them. He said, let's do more forgiving. So many times we couldn't help people. We couldn't be there because there are so many burdens that we carry in our heart. She goes, like she said, our souls, each and every one of us, brother, daughter, is brought here because of you. Sister Lorraine is brought here because of Sister Anna. Let's see ourselves. He said, our souls are brought together so that we can love each other. This is a song, not by a Christian. I don't even know whether she's a Christian. But these are powerful songs that we all need each other. God made us. This morning we were told that the only thing God created, I said, it is not good, is being alone. We are made for each other. We are brought here so that we can. We need to continue, start seeing ourselves that I'm not here just for myself. Recently, I was speaking to an elderly lady, a Christian, and she told me that, do you know that the blessing that God gives you, He has given it to you so that you can help another person? And as you help other people, God will raise people up that will help you. Many occasions, the things God has given to you, your knowledge, your power, the opportunities, the resources, is not just for you. It's so that you can make it available for others. We need to start saying that. Every one of us, I tell you, we all need encouragement. Some of us might look strong. Some of us might look experienced, but I tell you, every one of us need help. Every one of us need well done, a pat on the back. Go ahead, you can do it. Next slide. Encouragement is not optional as a Christian. It is essential. The book of Thessalonians chapter, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11. He said, therefore, encourage one another and build up each other. As you pour into me and I pour into you, we are one body. I like the explanation, brother Femi gave. He said, imagine that we are all each other. The more you do for me, you're actually doing it to yourself. Encouragement is not optional. It is a command that we have to encourage each other. Next slide. So, what is encouragement? Encouragement is strengthening somebody's faith. Even strong people, imagine Moses. Moses in his goodness, do you know he never got to the promised land? Every one of us needs encouragement. And one of the things he gave to Joshua, his brother, is that be of good courage. So encouragement is all about strengthening our faith, reminding ourselves of God's promises. When your heart is weighed down, sometimes have you ever felt that, does God even exist? Have you ever felt like that? If you face challenges, sometimes you feel that, is there somebody listening at all? So many people who hurt themselves maybe commit suicide or they felt they are alone. If you read the letters or the statement they left behind, they felt they are alone. Nobody cares. But when you are there, you can remind them that God's promises are sure. Encouragement is about helping us to persevere. Let me tell you, there's no way we can be a Christian without perseverance. In fact, perseverance is one of the fruit of the Spirit. We have to learn how to endure. Encouragement lifts our spirit through the truth. Sometimes we know the truth, but we are overclouded, overwhelmed by the challenges that we face. And so with encouragement, we can know the truth and love God. Next slide, please. Encouragement is speaking of doing something that strengthens another person's faith in God. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, is another passage that I like to recite. It said, exalting one another daily while it is called today. Lest any one of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sometimes we feel we are doing the right thing. But when godly counsel comes, then we can change our direction. If we stay away from godly counsel, we can be dwelling in sin and believe that we are doing the right thing. Encouragement is strengthening somebody's faith. It's about reminding us of God's promises. It helps us to persevere. It lifts our spirit through the truth and love. Next slide. Why do we need encouragement at all? Why do we need encouragement? We all need some encouragement. We need encouragement because life is full of challenges. Like we normally say, as our faces are different, so our challenges are different. Mine might be hunger. Another person might be relationship, might be an aspiration, might be a goal. Life is full of challenges. Let's take the book of John chapter 16, verse 32. John 16, 33.
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. For take heart, I have overcome the world.
If Jesus can say, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. We need encouragement because life is full of troubles. We need encouragement because it will continue to strengthen our faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 12. We need encouragement because discouragement is a tool of the enemy. When the enemy wants to stand in your way, it brings all forms of devices. And that reminds me, next slide, of this man. Have you heard of this name before? Chen Si of China. This man became a global icon because of what he did. He rescued people from people who are despair, people who had challenges, people who find themselves in troubles. There is a bridge in China, Nanjing Bridge. It's very high. Maybe you've read of the story. You can go and Google it. This bridge is about 150 feet high. And people go there, usually on weekends, and go there and jump over the bridge. So this man, one day, he happens to find himself in this situation and he's about to jump off the bridge. And somebody rescued him. And so he realized that so many people, it could actually be of help. And so what he did is that every Saturday and Sundays, he would go to the bridge and look for people that are lingering around, people that are standing alone. And he would just approach them without judging them, without questioning. He would ask, what's tormenting you? People are quick to tell them. Nobody cares. And so he just listened. and connect with them and give them an allowance. A lot of them, he was able to talk them out of it. Some of them, he practically grabbed them from the edge of the bridge. At the end of the day, he had, within a period of 10 or 20 years, according to the story, he has saved 500 lives just by his kindness and compassion. We all can do it. So many of us are at the edge of despair. So many people are at the edge of giving up. But with your words, with your compassion and empathy, consideration, giving them allowance, your presence, your words can heal them and can restore them. And that is a true life story. It's still alive. Next slide. We can encourage ourselves through compassion. There is no way we can bring this valuable deed alive without being compassionate. Compassion is all about recognition of another person's suffering and motivation to alleviate them. We cannot recognize our suffering by looking at them from a distance. You have to step closer. You have to feel their pain. You have to be available. Sometimes the best gift we can give ourselves is just being present. Empathy. Feeling as the other person feels. A sense of emotion. I remember during the lesson when we were saying building each other. You can't build each other. You might provide me food, but you may not feel me. Because if you don't give me what my soul wants, you can only know what my soul desires. If you give me an allowance, if you let me into your life, that is how you can give me what will satisfy me. God has put us here so that we can help each other. God has given us those responsibilities. And that is why we need empathy. Put ourselves, they say that it is he that wears the shoe that knows where it pinches. It's like everybody say, I'm uncomfortable. And you say, but everybody is wearing this shoe. No, it's not possible. You have to put your leg into the shoe for you to know how it feels. We need to show compassion. Compassion and empathy are not just words, but they are deep, rich human feelings. You have to experience it. You have to put yourself into it for you to be compassionate and for you to express empathy. Next slide. I think we've read this. Next one. How can we encourage each other? We can encourage each other through our words. The Bible says the power of life and death are in the tongue. Sometimes words that we say can heal. I remember one of the wars in Africa, Somalian war. It was between two tribes, the Hutus and the Tutsis. What caused the war was because some people call others cockroach. And it led to the loss of over 3 million lives. Our words can heal and our words can kill. Let's read Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
And those who love it will eat of its fruit. We can encourage each other through our experiences. A lot of us, elderly ones, even younger ones, have experience. But when you are not there, how can you share that experience? I tell you today, what you're going through right now, Somebody has gone through it. The book of Ecclesiastes says, there is nothing new. All that is, that is happening, has happened before. So you can only share when we come closer to each other, and when we show concern, when we show interest in each other. We can share our experience with ourselves. Because people must have experienced whatever you are going through. We can encourage each other through our prayers. I'm praying for you. Can we just say a word of prayer? We can never get it wrong with prayer. There was a song we were singing, I think our second song. Oh, our prayer is the weary. There was a place, it said, even if our faith is weak, we still will say the words. You see, our righteousness, our ability to make things happen, is not because you are perfect. It is because the person that is doing it is righteous. It's what? The book of Psalm, it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Calling that name, there is power. There is victory. There is liberty in calling the name of the Lord. In prayer, we can encourage each other through the act of kindness. Kindness, they say, is the ability to love people more than they deserve. Oftentimes today, we give people what they deserve because he's greeting me, so I can greet him. Because he's kind to me, I should be kind to him. That is transaction, my brother. That is not love. Love is made perfect when it's not easy, when it's difficult. So, we can encourage ourselves when we love people, even though they don't deserve it. We can encourage ourselves through sharing our testimony. We talk about experience. One thing I would like us to do as a church is to share testimony. God do great things in our life every day. Let's find some time, maybe in our classes, and share our experience. Ah, today God did wonderful to me. And when others listen, I tell you, the things that we do here, they're not just for you. The things that you say, some people might just be that expression they take home as their food for thought for that week and for that day. Let's share testimonies, because God is great and powerful and is working mightily every day. Next slide, please. Let's look at some examples. We all know of Barnabas, called the son of encouragement. You too can be a child of encouragement. Be the one to say, I can do, oh, I see you. Do you know some people even feel unseen? Does anybody see me? I see you. Oh, you're okay. You can do it. You are enough. Some people feel they are never enough. There's a lady that was, I was having a conversation. It was just a comment, and I stopped, and I told her. He said, there is this thing about African women. I said, so what is it? He said, and we are somehow. I said, there's nothing wrong to be different. Yes, because you're different does not mean you're evil. God made us differently, and our beauty is in our diversity. Our diversity is not just in our, even in our minds. The way I think is different from the way you think, but we all have to embrace it. That's how we can make the will of God perfect in our lives. Jesus encouraged his disciples. Moses encouraged Joshua. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 7 to 8. Next slide, please. Is there any benefit in encouraging ourselves? Yes. It strengthens our faith. We've talked about it. It promotes unity. It promotes unity in the church. It promotes unity in the home. It promotes unity. I was doing Bible study about the Tower of Babel. And the Bible describes the power of the people, that these people can achieve anything just because of their unity. We can achieve a lot more than you can imagine if only we can be united. And encouragement is one of the two, the elements of achieving that bond. Encouragement helps to endure trial. We talked about that. It reduces fear and anxiety. Every one of us is afraid of something. Every one of us. Even Jesus. The Bible told us before he was crucified, he went to Mount Gethsemane and he was praying. John 17. He was praying. He prayed and he prayed and prayed and again. The Bible told us that it got to a point, the sweat of his body, they are like drops of blood. Have you ever been afraid that you were? Maybe you even weigh on yourself. You've never seen a child that becomes so. I'm telling you, this is a life experience. This is a life experience. Jesus faced the same thing. So don't think that you are alone. You're never alone. And what does the Bible tell us? The Bible says that angels came to him. An angel came to him. And ministered. What do you think the angel must be telling him? You've got this. It's almost over. You're almost there. And so I tell you today, you've got this. God is on your side. The Bible says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. You can do it. Next slide. No, please back. There's a passage I want us to read. Isaiah chapter 41. We've never read that passage. This passage is one of the greatest passages of the Bible. Isaiah 41 verse 10.
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
He said, fear thou not, I am with thee. What an assurance. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness. What an assurance. He said, I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will carry you. Next slide. These are some words that we can say to ourselves. When I was doing this, I just told myself that, boy, you have to start saying these things. If you've never done it before, you must have to start saying it. These are words that we can tell each other to encourage ourselves. He said, you are amazing. Please, let's put it in our lingua, in our everyday comment, to your family, to my wife, you are amazing. Sister Mitchell, you're special. Brother George, you're unique. You see, these are powerful words. You are important, Brother Dylan. You're so valuable to this church and to everyone around you. There's more. You're smart. You're valued. You're creative. Even though you are not there, you can do it. You are positive. You are confident. You are brave. You are fearless. You are special. Say it as if you mean it. Next slide. The greatest encouragement God ever gave to humanity is the gospel. The gospel, the Bible calls it message of peace. In the world, there is tribulation, but in Christ is peace. The Bible describes it in the book of Philippians. It said, it's peace that passes understanding. We need to rationalize for us to feel comfortable. But with God, there is no need for, you don't need to understand it. That is what the gospel has brought to mankind. In the book of John 3, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish. What an assurance. Just believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. The greatest encouragement you can receive is knowing that you are not forgotten. You are forgiven. You are loved. You belong to God. And heaven is your home. If you want to follow Jesus today, all you need to do is to believe in him. Repent, confess, and be baptized. Baptism makes you equal with him in his death and makes you become the born again. And as you make up your mind, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.